Today, this building on the corner, Sounds of the Universe, is a record store. But back in 1962, this was a pub known as the Bricklayer's Arms. And at the top floor of this very building is where the auditions were held for one of the greatest rock and roll bands in the entire world, the Rolling Stones. In 1961, Mick Jagger was studying at the London School of Economics, training to become an accountant, when he happened to bump into Keith Richards, who he had actually attended primary school with, on a train platform, reintroducing them into one another's lives, and changing the shape of rock and roll history forever. Jagger was carrying some records under his arm which sparked Richards' interests. The two got to talking and eventually decided to play some music together. They formed a small band, met with other small bands, and jammed together throughout the next few months. One of the musicians they came into contact with was a guitarist called Brian Jones, and Brian was the one that would make it all happen. Brian decided he wanted to form a new R&B group, so he placed an ad in the May 2nd, 1962 issue of a magazine called Jazz News, advertising auditions for a new band to be held at the Bricklayer's Arms in Soho. Ian Stewart, the Stones' original pianist, was the first to reply to this ad. Later, Mick auditioned and was accepted immediately as the frontman. Whatever it is, Jagger had it in abundance, and Jones saw that straight away. Not long after, Mick invited Keith to come along with him to play some guitar during one of their early rehearsals. Brian loved Keith's sound and invited him to join the band as well. It was around this time that the band's name also came into existence. According to Richards, one day Jones was on the phone with a journalist who was conducting an interview for Jazz News. When the journalist asked Jones what the name of his new group was, Brian realized they hadn't yet settled on one. He happened to glance at the back of a Best of Muddy Waters album that was near the phone and spotted the title of one of their tracks, Rolling Stone, and thus the name was born. As for Bill Wyman, he joined in December 1962 and was invited into the band because he always shared his cigarettes and he always had a spare amplifier. Drummer Charlie Watts was the last to join. He had known the group on the jazz and blues circuit, and they finally convinced him to come on board with them in early 1963, thus completing the lineup of the legendary Rolling Stones. And it all began right here. Sadly, Brian Jones would become another unfortunate member of the 27 Club, a group of world-famous musicians and actors who have all sadly passed away, usually from drug and alcohol abuse, at the age of 27. Between 1969 and 1971, Jones would be followed by Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, and Janis Joplin. Later, Kurt Cobain and Amy Winehouse, who lived in the Camden area of North London, two of modern music's biggest names, would also unfortunately join the list. With Duck Lane on your right, continue forward until you get to Wardour Street. Turn right and walk until you get to number 90.